Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, LeBron's crumbling kingdom. The National Basketball Association is in deep trouble, and I'm not buying the excuse train being offered by the sports apologizers either. The NBA can run, but they cannot hide from the league's diminishing fan interest during this COVID-extended basketball season. The television ratings for the NBA Finals have just established historic lows. The self-proclaimed king himself, LeBron James, was presiding court yet once again, this time for the newly crowned NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. Thankfully, the NBA season ended on Sunday night with LeBron's La Lakers swatting the dehydrated Miami Heat 4-2. And who do you think won the Finals MVP? Why, yes, LeBron James. That makes 4 NBA championships and 4 NBA Finals MVP trophies for the nearly 37-year-old basketball player. And if he is the league's top-drawing star, then the NBA is in some big trouble right now. As a reminder, the NBA Finals would normally be played in the month of June, which is a problem itself because the league's season already lasted too long. Despite having no fans on hand to cheer for the home teams this October, the NBA's quite expensive bubble court in Orlando has done a decent enough job of giving television viewers the sounds of a home court game, but without the courtside cursing, of course, thankfully. And despite the NBA's changes in playing dates due to 2020's pandemic issues, the positive side means that millions more sports-starved basketball viewers have been at home this season, and they could have watched the recent NBA playoffs. And from my perspective, the potential television audience should have been even larger than ever. Recently heard excuses have included, well, it's a very important political election season. Hey, no argument here, but there wasn't an NBA Finals game scheduled on the same days as either of the two debates held thus far. And from what I can remember, television sports ratings didn't crash during previous presidential campaigns, which were quite vigorous in 2016, 2012, and others in recent memory. The NBA's target audience is definitely unlikely to be watching Fox News' Tucker Carlson, for example. Carlson may be grabbing a whopping 4.5 million viewers per night, but it's highly likely also that less than 1% of them would have been changing the channel if they were aware that LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers were playing the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Let's not forget that October is also the conclusion of baseball season, too. Yeah, that's the problem. Unfortunately, the television ratings thus far for Major League Baseball's COVID season have also been swirling in the proverbial toilet. So the NBA isn't losing many, if any, fans to baseball games on television either. Others are opining that the NBA doesn't stand a chance during football season. Now that might have some merit on Sundays or Monday nights when the league is playing. However, the Professional Basketball League's weekday games are not competing against either college or NFL games, are they? The quality of play on the court is certainly representative of the 2020 version of the NBA, and that's another part of the NBA's problem too. The 2020 version of the NBA oftentimes reminds me more that I'm watching the Harlem Globetrotters playing the New Jersey Generals. Players like LeBron James are permitted to quite literally drive to the basket and plow over an opponent without a foul being whistled. Then other times, the same 6'9", 260-pound freight train named LeBron will feign being fouled when a defender barely lays a paw on him. And usually the referees will comply and award free throws for the obvious flop. Now, referees in the National Basketball Association regularly violate the golden rule of officiating. It's called be consistent. The credibility of NBA referees continues to be suspect as refs seem to swallow the whistle during the final minutes of games as the league's star players, see also LeBron James or James Harden for example, are allowed to get away with the obvious traveling violations or a whistle for a foul on an opposing player who barely touches the star player. The NBA referees are all part of the show, and there's no doubt that they can swing a close game with certain calls or non-calls. Of course, the television ratings have been negatively affected by the NBA's embrace of social justice issues, too. The league painted statements onto COVID court in Orlando. The players wore jerseys, which featured a variety of social statements on the back of the uniforms. In the event you were simply tuning in for a little sports entertainment, well, you were going to see 2 hours of action on the court, plus a never-ending exposure to the players' left-leaning political slogans. Now, do you think the NBA ratings might have been affected if they had played the games on MAGA Court and the players wore jerseys with right-leaning slogans such as God Bless the USA and Unborn Lives Matter? Sure, that's absurd, but you're getting the idea now. By shoving players' political positions down the throats of television viewers, the NBA knowingly flipped the proverbial bird to a sizable percentage of their longtime supporters. And recent television ratings accurately are depicting the defection of so many fans. Can the NBA lure those fans back anytime soon? I doubt it. Last week, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that this year's embrace of social commentary on the court and on the players' jerseys will be dialed down for next season, which may start in January, just in case you still care. Silver said, I quote, "I would say, in terms of the messages you see on the court and on our jerseys, this was an extraordinary moment in time when we began these discussions with the players and what we all lived through this summer. My sense is there will be somewhat of a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor." That's a rather bold statement from the leader of a major sports league which has just offended a significant percentage of its longtime supporters by shoving political messaging down their throats every time they turned on the television to just watch a basketball game. Do you really think that Adam Silver is now going to stand up to the self-proclaimed King LeBron James and the other NBA players if America's current president might win re-election? Yeah, right. According to recent reports, the NBA team owners have lost a reported $1.5 billion this season. Now, that trend might continue or even grow next year if the league cannot play hoops in front of fan-filled arenas if this pandemic problem continues. Home basketball games account for up to 40% of each team's revenue. The NBA was already seeing a decline in television viewership over the past few years as LeBron fatigue has become very real. The NBA embraced LeBron James when he arrived in the league right out of high school in 2003. That's 17 years ago. There's no doubt that LeBron James has been a terrific professional basketball player. There's also no doubt that the NBA's fans are tired of his oversized ego, both on and off the court. America's Professional Basketball League was responsible for creating the LeBron James Show. And although this television show may have been quite popular with viewers for several years, the declining ratings for this worn-out television program and its overexposed star indicate a sport which is now in decline. In this era of so-called cancel culture, the NBA has done a fine job of canceling the value of their franchises, fan interest, and future television rights this season. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.